We end the Pelik Beis Amid Aleph. Let us, just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us start from the Gemara. Omar Rabbelozor, Hamoitzi Masui Lamaila Miyasora Tvochim Chai. If a person carries a Masui, and the Masui is sticking out Lamaila Miyasora Tvochim, and Rashi says, Maviroi ba'avir biyodoi, he's holding it in his hand, ve'einoi al kseifa, it is not on his shoulder. If it is on his shoulder, so since his shoulder is part of his goof, and the goof is al ha'oretz, al ha'karke, so it's considered that the masri is also al ha'karke. So there's no shayla. But if he's holding it biyodoi is not ala kalka. So if he's holding it biyodoi, and it's lamayla meyasor, that is the shayla. Begavoyim in oret asor, comma, diba munach al tseifim as nisini. Vahod is nan hazoirik talad amis bekoisul lamayla meyasor kezoirik ba'avir. That what we learned of a person is zayrik lamaylo miyasorik is zayrik ba'avir, and it's nothing. Alma ein lamaylo miyasorik rishus harabim davke zayrik. Aval mavir chayim di alef mibnei kos b'mishkan. Since both he is holding it, even though it's not al gufoi, so we learn now from the bnei kos that he is chayim. So nochamol, Omar Rabbelozor, Hamoitzi Masui Lamaylo Miyasor Atvochim. A person is carrying a Masui, and this Masui is Lamaylo Mirishus Harabim Chayim. Shekein Masa B'nei Kohos. The B'nei Kohos, when they carried Masuyim, it was also Lamaylo Miyasor Atvochim. So in reality, they were not carrying it Mirishus Harabim. Ba'afal Pikein, they were Chayim. How do we know that the Bnei Kohos carried a Masui Lamaylo Miyasoret for him? Dersiv al Hamishkon vi al Hamizbeach Soviv. We learned that the Kalei HaChotzer were protecting, were covering the Mishkon and the Mizbeach. They were ala Mishkan v'ala Mizbeach Soviv. They surrounded, they enclosed the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. That means from the outside one could not see the Mishkan and one could not see the Mizbeach. His makish Mizbeach l'Mishkan. So we make a hekish that the Mizbeach is similar to the Mishkan. Ma Mishkan Yud Amis. Just like the Mishkan was Yud Amis tall, Av Mizbeach Yud Amis, and the Mizbeach was also Yud Amis tall. O Mishkan Gufei Minolon, Dersiv Eser Amis, Oirech HaKoresh, because we learn that the Koresh was, the Koresh was 10 Amis high. So Memele, so the Mishkan was 10 Amis high, and the Mizbeach was 10 Amis high. Uchsiv, Vayifreis es ha'oyel ala Mishkan. And we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was peiris to oyel on the Mishkan. Va'omar Rav Moshe Rabbeinu posoi mikan, so if Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be peiris the oyel ala Mishkan, so he had to be at least 10 amis tall. So the Gemara learned, Mikan atolomeid goivon shalavim eser amis. So the Levim were also 10 amis tall. Because be'etzem, they spread out a'ir tachash on the Mizbeach. So if the Mizbeach was 10 amis tall, so mistome, the Levim were also 10 amis tall. The Chedesh Ovev says a very geshmaki vote. He says, why was Moshe Rabbeinu 10 amis tall? He wasn't a basketball player. No, pshat is, since the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that he should be peiris, the oyel ala Mishkan, so memel, that's why he was born to such a height. So if the tachlis of the Levim was to be peiris akisui oyel tachash and the Mizbeach, so mistama, they also were 10 amis tall. So that's why the Gemara assumes that the Leviim were Dumya to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Ugemiri dechol tune de midli b'moitais. Every masa that is carried b'moitais, that is carried with poles, is tilse mele el, utre tilse miletachas. So it is a third, let's say if you're carrying it on the shoulders, so it is a third of the masui is lamalo mikseifo, and two-thirds are lamato mikseifo. Ishtakach tahavi midli tuve. So it comes out that the Mizbeach was higher than 10 tfachim from the ground. And if it is called an avoide, if it is called a meloche, so we see that even though it is lamaila me'asorat tfachim, even though it is not bechlal in the avir reshus harabim, it is still considered a meloche. Let us see Rashi. Asher ala mishkan bekalei hachotzer mishtoi. This is speaking about the Kalei Achotze. Af Mizbeach Goivoi Yudamis. V'hutzrach L'soivavoi B'kloim Shal Yudamis. So you had to surround it and close it with the kloim of Yudamis Roichet. Umani Mekayim Gimel Amis Kaimosoi. It says in the Pasuk that Mizbeach was 3 amis tall. Mitzvah Soivei V'lomailo. That is not the whole height of the Mizbeach, it's from the Soivei. That the kloim were only hey amis tol, and l'chayre, the purpose of the kloim was to enclose the mizbeach and the mishkan. They should not be visible from the outside. So if the mizbeach was 10 amis, so how could the kloim do a purpose by only being 5 amis tol? Misfas mizbeach olamaylo. That they were 5 amis more than the mizbeach. Kach mafurish bezvochim sheyakloim tesvov amis. The kloim, the height of the kloim were 15 amis. Mikan atolome, the kesal kedaitoch, shara levim nami givi kemoshe. That the other levim were tall like Moshe, just like Moshe was made to be peiris, the Moshe Rabbeinu had this height in order to be peiris to Elala Mishkan. So the Levim had decided to be Peiris to Ksiyor Tachash. Now, when they carried the Mizbeah, so Tilsa Mila'el, so a third was over their shoulders, the Kivin the Mizbeah Yudamit, Vuhu Noisei Bekose, and he's carrying it on his shoulders, Kedosi Uvnei Kos Leinosa, Balviim, they did not have a goal, so it was on their shoulders. Valviyim yud amis, and the Leviim were 10 amis tall. Kimidlelei tilse lemailo. So when the mizbeach was lifted, a third lemailo meiroshayim, it was either a third from the heads. Rashi had a psatzad that they lifted it over the heads. Or it is a third al-kulponim from the shoulders. Nimtza, so it comes out like this. So let us say, for practical purposes, that the shoulders were 9 amis from the ground. And so now you subtract 6 2/3 amis from 9 amis. So we end up 2 1/3 amis. Now an amis is 6 tvachim. So 2 1/3 amis is we have, that's 12. And then, 12 tvachim and a third of an ame is another 2. It's 14. It's 14 tvachim. Nimsa gavoyim in the oritz. Korev lishli shal yud amis. Davetuve tve yoyser mitveit mi yud tvachim. So we had 14 tvachim. A shlish of yud amis is 3 amis. It's 18. Korev l'shlish of yud amis. That's we made that the shoulders is 9 amis. Really, it's from the shoulders to the head is more than is less than a shir amis. So let's say there were 9 1/2. So we have, so that's korev to that's called to 3 amas from the ground. So 3 amas are 18 tvachim, so have a tuve, tveyesa miyutvachim. And this, and so this is called, that we have, this is called that the thing that he is carrying, the object that he is carrying, is not bechlal ba'avir rishus harab. That means even though Rashi said before that if it's al kseifoi, there's no shaila, that is dafke, if the thing that he is carrying is resting al kseifoi. So we mentioned the svara from the Ritva, so since the kseifoi is part of gufoi, and the guf is birshus harab, so it's considered that what is resting on his kseif is also birshus harab. But here the thing that is being carried is the mizbeach. The mizbeach is bechlal not al kseifoi. The mizbeach is ba'avil lemaylo mirshus harab. Va'af al pikein, it is considered a meloche. So we see something that is lemaylo mirshus, that something that is being carried, and is lemaylo mi asoret fochem, af al pikein, the zachiv of mavil mirshus harab, or moitzi mirshus harab. Biboy yisei me'orim. Then the Gemara says, you know, if you want, we could learn out from the Or, not from the Mizbeah. We can learn out from the Or. The Omar Ma, Orain Tisha, Vikapiris Tefach. The Orin was 9 Tvachim tall, the Kapiris was a Tefach. Harei Kan Yud, so we have now 10 Tvachim. Ugmiri the Choltune, the Midli Bemoites Tilsa Milael, Utrei Tilsi Milara. Ishtaka, the Lamaila Miyud Havikoi. So Memele, you only had 6 2/3 Tfochim, that was from the shoulders of the Levim, and now we can assume that the Levim weren't, there weren't 10 Amis tall. We can assume that they were a normal height. V'afal pikein, the orain was the orain that was carried was lamaila from aver rishus harab, and from this wegen they were chayiv. The Sfas Emes says, why didn't the Gemara lechatchila learn from the orain? Lechayre the limud, if you learn from the mizbeach, you have to go with an assumption that the levim were 10 amos tall. You have to go with another cheshbon at the side, the height of the mizbeach. Why didn't you learn straight from the Oren? So the Sfas Emes says, because the Gemara was not too sure if a person carries the Oren, the Levim will carry the Oren if they were chayiv, the gidrei haitzor, because just like there's a klal, a noisei es hachai potter, because chay noisei es atzmai, so Oren noisei es noisov. So Memele, so could be Bechlal, we cannot learn from the Nesiyas Ha'orin, Hilchis Ha'itzah, because they were carrying something that only was Nesiyas Atzmeh, was Nesiyas Nesaf, so it doesn't fall into the category of Ha'itzah. So that's why the Gemara preferred to learn out from the Mizbeah. But then, if you'll say that the Levium were not 10 Amis tall, and other Rishonim say, so there'll be 7 Amis tall. So if there's 7 Amis tall, so Memelis, you don't have any raya that the Mizbeach was Lamaila Miyasara Tvachim. So therefore the Gemara had to learn out from the Orim. So the Gemara says, V'ligma mi Moshe. Why should you say, Taka, that they weren't 10 Amis tall? The Chedesh Ovev says it's Alomdis. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu born to be such a tall person? Because he has to be Peiris to Oyel al HaMishkan. So Mestama Leviim were also born tall. They have to be Peiris, the Kisei Oyel Tachash and the Mizbeach. The Ligmer mi Moshe. So the Gemara says, Dilma Moshe Shani Doma Amare Neshchine Shoyre El Al Chochem Giber V'Osher U'Balkoim. The Gemara says, no. Could be out that tachlis from Peirisain. You can go up a ladder. You don't, a person isn't born special tall just for that purpose in order to be able to cover, to be able to be covered the Mizbeach or to cover the Mishkan. That wasn't why Moshe Rabbeinu was born tall. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu born tall? Because it's a klal in a shchine shoyre ella al chochem gibe va'osher abal koime. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, so als Novi he had to be a Baal Koine. Perhaps it's g'day to tell over the Zamir the Kedrosh Saran. The Drosh Saran asks the Kashe, this is a Tnai of a Novi. He has to be a Baal Koine. Doesn't understand it. Why is this, why does the credentials of a Novi, he has to be tall. You can't find a God will be Israel short also. Why did it be a Baal Koime? Why do you have to be an Osher? Why do you have to be a Giber, a Chochem, a Meila? Chochem, Fashteitzach, you can't be a Novi without being a Chochem. But Giber, Osher, Baal Koime. So there's a Merdike Drosh Saran. So the Drosh Saran says that a Novi, the purpose of a Novi was, he was an ambassador from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Sheirish of Novi is Niv Svosayim. Rashi and Chumash says it. That means Aaron Yiniviyecho. That means he'll say over, he'll relate the message that is given to him. That is the purpose of a Novi. He says it's very interesting when Yirmiyah was requested to become a Novi, so he said, Lo Yadati Daber. He says he didn't say he that a tzaddik, he didn't say, Lo Yadati Daber. He says because that's from the Tanoim of a Novi, that a Novi has to be able to speak, because that's the purpose of a Novi. A Novi was not made a Novi Stamazoi for his own asogis in Aliyas. He was an ambassador of the Rabbeinu Shalom to relate to Klal Yisrael. So he says, Amiradiki Yisod. Now, if someone is relating something to a Tzibur, he has to get the respect from the Tzibur. If they won't respect him, he can say, Amiradiki Zachem, but if he's looked down on, he's not looked up to, he's not appreciated, so Memela, his words are meaningless. So Memela, there are different people that are influenced by different milas. By some person, if he's an Osher, oh, Vosazot is good. Another person is influenced, yen is a Giba. Another is a Balkoime. So Memela, therefore, he had to have all these chitzainistike milas in order that the words that he says should make an impression on Klal Yisrael. I once told Tzu to this Rosh Saran, the Gemara in Brachas we had learned, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was offered to become Nasi, so he went to discuss it with his Rebbetzin. So his Rebbetzin told him, it's not a good idea you should become Nasi. Why not? What's wrong? The last Bochivarta, you don't have white hair on your beard, but a young man, 18 years old, so you don't have white hair. So Rashi says, So what is if he doesn't have white hair? Like Noel le Darshin, that they shouldn't have white hair. So we think, so this is a Freud nicht kein Shenera Hasogit. White hair, Darshin, this is a Freudisha Hasogit. But we see the Rabbi Shalom and Mitkahal, so the Rabbi Shalom made a nef, he should have white hair. It's Meiridik. Who were the people in the base Medrash by Rabbi Lezer ben Azai, Gedoyle Hatanoim? But it seems it was so important that the Eibishter made a mess. And the next day he comes with white hair, he's the Selba Junger Manchik. But as long as he looks up, Mr. Elter, it makes a world of a difference. Al Kaponim, so that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara says that what the Rabbein Shloim made Moshe Rabbeinu a Baal Koime is not because he should be able to cover the Mishkan. No, the purpose was because Al Tznovi. So Memeilu, we cannot bring a raya that the Levim were 10 Amis tall because they had to cover the Mizbeah. So Memeilu, therefore, we have to learn from the Orin. V'boi Yisayim. So the Gemara says a second Teretz. Like V'ya Levim, the Levim weren't tall. V'lavim izbeach gomrinim, t'shem v'lavim loigvi el zayin amis. Maybe they were only tall zayin amis, because if it wouldn't be tall zayin amis, it would be impossible to pick up a mizbeach that's 10 amis tall. V'ein ma'ason d'mizbeach gavoy min oretz alo beize gimot vochim. And if they were zayin amis tall, some emele, so it was pretty close to the ground, so it was in the Rishus HaRab. U'me'orin goma lo Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer learned out that even though the whole chayvitz is lamayla meyasora from the Or, ishtakach the lamayla meyutkoi tuve. So if you're only reckoning with the Or that was only 10 tfochim tall, and two-thirds was underneath the Ksafayim. So Mamela, there was more than 10 Tvachim between the bottom of the Oren and the Kakois Rishus Harab. Afilu en Goivon Shalaviyim Elo Gimulamis. Afilu, we will assume that the height of the Leviyim is Gimul Amis, Kamoinu, Sagavucha, we have a Gilui from Rashi, how big the people were in those days. If you learn like Rav Moshe, Zuchayna Lavrocha, no, the Chazanish wants to say the 22 and a half, I think the one also, 22 and a half inches is an Ame, so Mamela, 22 and a half inches is 67 inches is 5'7". It's not bad. That's already a psanormal. El gimel amis kamoinu. So that was the normal height. Harei yutches tvachim. So a person was 18 tvachim. Va'orim ein toli lamato mikasvaysein elavov tvachim ubeishli shitefa. So you subtract. He subtract tastes ishtaker to gavoya yud v'yoisa. He subtract tastes 6 2/3 from the distance that was from their shoulders to the ground, and it's more than 10 tvachim. Ve'ligmer mi Moshe shepirish hamishkan v'nimtza the goyim shalavim esar ames v'neil of malavim noisem mizbeach. Tom abam mesachas nedorim. That the reason he was about koyim was for a different reason in Gans. Agavuche Rashi said that a person is 3 ames tall. Let us see Taisus. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Ishtakach the lamaila miyud avekoi. That it was lamaila miyud. So Taisus says, the mikosef odom ad la'oret, because from the shoulders of a person till the ground is shalish ames. Not the way Rashi says the height of a person is shalish ames. Was because so we'll see in a minute. Because if all the madla oret shalish shamis, so from the shoulders to the ground is 18 tefachim. Kida omar betalgim megillas Esther pashandosa itzliv al plas amin. That when we recognize the tzlive of the bnei hamon, so each one had 3 amis. V'chein kulu v'rasheim hayuktuyim, and we're speaking about gufim without head. So Memele, so we see that from the shoulders to the ground is 18 tvachim, and now so we'll subtract from the eighteen tvachim, we'll subtract a 6 2/3 from the 18 tvachim. So we have 11 1/3. We have an 11 1/3 tvachim. So Memele, so the Orin was 11 1/3 tvachim from the ground, so we have a right, even though it's Lamaila Miyasor. You have to understand, according to Rashi, there's a very big problem. Because we only made it, if they're from the shoulders, this 3 Amis, so we made it with a tefach and a third. If Rashi says from the head is 3 Amis, so you're going down a little bit. So Memele will come out if Philo you say it's gonna the Tachnishna was on the shoulders. They were carrying it on the shoulders. Before by the Mizbeach, Rashi mentioned that. But here Bachmi Rashi says Klo. No, Rashi doesn't mention if it's not the Kosei. Rashi says by the Mizbeach, Lim Se Gubay Min Aretz Kovush, yeah, Viboy Saime, Ligvi Lubar Mizbeach, Emrinen, yeah, Rashi says with the Kosev, Orenein Etolei Lamata Mikis Vaisayim, Elavov Tvachan Obey Shlishi Tefach, Rashi Cheshmans with the shoulders. Here Rashi Cheshmans with the shoulders, and it's very, very schwer. That means, if according to the Taisis, the shoulders is 3 Amis from the ground, so Mamela, you got away with a tefach and a third. And you can't say that from the shoulders to the head is a tefach and a third, or less than a tefach. So it's very schwer, Rashi. That's why Taisus was machriach from Agemore, that from the shoulders there's 3 Amis. Umikve da omar davi kol gufay oyla behem. The sheer mikve is that a receptacle that is large enough that the water inside the receptacle should, the person should be able to be tovel himself. Kol gufay oyla behem. Afilu roish. So there you have to tovel the head also. And the size of a mikveh is ba'amo al amo berum gimel amis. The size is 3 amis. So l'chayre ishver. If we say that 3 amis only covers the shoulders, so how could a shir of amo al amo berum gimel amis be a shir de kol gufay oyleben? So Taisva says that's enough. The shiyikones b'mayim, when he'll go into the water, Yalo hamayim l'maylo miroishay. The mayim will go l'maylo miroishay. Because he's displacing the water with his goof, so the water will rise. So memeila, if you have water, that's, and we'll have to say that the mikveh is larger than the room three amis, the height of 3 amis, because then the water will spill over, so he might won't be able to table himself. But al kaponim means that the mikveh is larger, but the amount of water in the mikveh is when it comes up to the height of 3 amis, so that's how much water that we put in. And he'll be able to tie himself because the water is going to rise as soon as he enters the mikveh. The kuchin, the omar b'soif ha-meicha peiris. Now kuchim were the kvarim that were built into the walls of the caves. So the Gemara says in Amecha Peres, the Oichon Arba Ames, that the length of the cave was 4 Ames. So Lechayre, so why do you need 4 Ames? So Taisa says as follows, Hainu im Roish v'tzavo, because you have 3 Ames you have from the shoulders to the feet. So now we have to add on the Roish v'tzavo. V'oivi ha'orin, and the thickness of the orin. Ima shemishakin orin b'soich ha'kuch, because you're putting an orin in the kuch. Tafach oit v'chayim. So let's say, so taking together the roish v'tzava v'oivi ha'orin, so that's why you needed daladamas. V'gabi hezek riyeh, the Hitzrich Arba Ameis Peresh Boba Basra. The Gemara says, by Shutzim Shecholku, and Shutzim divided a Chotzer, so they build between themselves a Kaisel that is Dalet Ameis tall, that they should be unable to see what is doing on the other side, that each one should be able to have privacy. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says it has to be Dalet Ameis tall. So now there's a problem. Why does it have to be Dalet Ameis tall if a person alone is not Dalet Ameis tall? So Taisva says, the shoulders is 3 Ames, a Mishum Tzava V'Roish, Ubikal Yagbiya Atzmeil, stand on his tippy toes, so be able to look in and see what's doing on the other side of the Kaisel. If it will not be Dalet Ameis, Ubikal Yagbiya Atzmeil, Shuchal Lirais, Lekach Tzorech Arba Ameis, Arba Ameis, he'll find difficulties looking in. V'hod Amrinim B'mi Shaitziyuhu, the mekayme shel adam arba ames, that the makim of, that means if a person would lay himself down flat on the ground, so that is dalet ames. Haynuk shepoishet yaday lemaylo miroishay, that when he's poishet yaday lemaylo miroishay, so then you have dalet ames. So it seems Taisvis holds that the hand that is stretched out over his head is not an ama. Because the goof alone is be'erech 3.5 ames, so that whatever stretching out further, it seems in places that's considered a half a amen. And that's how you get to the cheshbon of dalet ames. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Mishum Rabchiye, Hamoitzi Masui B'Shabes Al Roishay. If a person will carry Hamasui by putting it on his head. Chayev chatos, shekein anshei hutzul oisin kein. Because if you ever go to the city of Hutzul, you'll see people used to carry masuis in that oifin. So Rashi says, Anshei Hutzel, Oyenoisin Kadei Mayim V'yayin Al Rosheim, Vein Oichsin Oysom V'yodayim. Now, exactly what Pshat and Rashi is, it seems as a Shtikl Machloikis between the Lechem Mishneh and the Svas Emes. The Svas Emes wants to say Pshat that the Mishunadike Oifen of Haitzof and Anshei Hutzel was that they used to balance everything on their heads. Ve'ein oichsin oisam biyodayim. That was the, that's modna. You're always balancing things on your head. So that's why it's shaloi kederech haitzor. The Lechem Mishneh says Rashi doesn't mean that. That is not the, that is not why it wasn't derech haitzor. The Rambam says that, when he speaks about haitzor, roishoy, so he says it matters the weight of the object. If it is a heavy object, you use your head to support it. If it is a light object, you do not use your head to support it. So the Anshei Hutzel, a light object, used to put on their head, and the Lechem Mishneh says, when Pshat Rashi is vein oichsin oisam biyodayim, they didn't hold it. Who puts a light object on the head? But Rashi Bechlal is not speaking about if he's supporting it or if not supporting it. That's loy malo v'loy merit. That means if a person has a small light object, the Rambam says he has a sakin, so you want to carry the sakin, so you carry it in your hands. Now they used to put it in the head, and these two, and it could be they supported it on the head, it shouldn't fall down. But al koponim, that's a itzor shaloi kederech. So lachmishl and pshat and rashi, vein oitzin oisam v'yadayim, they don't hold it in their hands like normal people. They put it on their heads. So we have here the first lashon of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Omar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Hamaitzi Masi B'Shabbos Aroshe Chayif Chatas. We see there's a whole city of people who do that. Shekein Anshei Hutzel Oysen Kein. Frag the Gemara, Va Anshei Hutzel Rube Da'ome. Well, I mean, there's people that do like this. So Mela, everyone else in the world that does the way they do, that's called Heitzor Kedere, Ali Yitmahochi Yitmah. Omar Rav Mishum Rav Chiya, Echad Mibnei Hutzel, Shoreitzi Masi, Al Roshe B'Shabbos Chayiv, Shekein B'nei Iroi Oysin Kein. Because Al Koponim, that's how he grew up, everyone does it in his city. So Memeila by him it's the Derech Eitzo. Frek the Gemara V'tibotol Datoi Eitzel Kolodom. If you have a city of Mishugoyim, so Memeila that does not make it the Derech Eitzo. If no one carries in this oifen, so this is not the derech etzor. Elo yitma hachi yitma hamoitzi masi al roishoi potter. That you're potter. Vim timso loima anshei hutzel oisin kein botlo daiton etzel koloda. Fakel, that what anshei hutzel do, they do not create a style, and they do not make it derech etzor. Zogt Oysus, vim temtze loima anshe hutzel oysen kein, bot lo daiton eitzel koloda. Mashme, del al asra nami omar de bot lo daiton. I feel you have a whole area that does something. If this is queer and unusual, we say bot lo daiton. Vachem bereish bakel ma'arvin porich u bovol have rube da'alme, but bovol is rube da'alme, vasanya. Because, so Mamela, even by a asra, even by a mokim, if they do something which is not done by Rav Ha'ilam, you also say, Botlo Daita Itzel Kolom. Because the Perik Chavis, Gabi, shall base Menashe Hoyosoichten Beremoin. The halacha is that if a person takes a fruit that is not oimed lischoit meimov, I mean, the steiger is you don't make juice out of it, and this person wants to make juice. So the halacha is, that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, but it's mutter, you're allowed to make juice if this is a fruit that people don't make juice out of it. The Gemara said, in Perik Chavis, Gabi shel beis menashe hoye soichtim berimainim, they used to make juice during the middle of the week from Rimoinim, pomegranate juice. So the Gemara says, so Beis Menashe have a Rubid Alme. So the Gemara wanted to conclude from this. So therefore, since they make pomegranate juice, so if a person in Shabbos, this was a Mishpoche, Beis Menashe, So if a person will make pomegranate juice on Shabbos, so it will be also not often, because we see that people make juice out of it. So the Gemara asked, Beis Menashe Averubah Da'alme? Why? Because you have one mishpoche that loves pomegranate juice, so it becomes already Oymed Lischoy. Mishani En? Yeah. Taki Yerechen. The Hasnan HaMekayim Koitzim Bekerem. The person is Mekayim Koitzim Bekerem. He wants thorns to grow in his kerem also. So, if this is something that people want, it makes Kloy. She came by Arviye Mikayim Kaitzim Ligmalim. And Arviye, if I care to, when Kaitzim grow, they're thrilled with it because the Gmalim used to eat these Kaitzim. So Mameles or Kaitzim is considered something that belongs in a Kerem, that a person is happy to have in a Kerem. So Mameles, this can create Klein. Uporich. So Mameles, so you see, whatever, if it's choshev by the Arviyim, it's called Kloim. So Mamela, the same thing, if this juice is choshev by Beis Menashe, so it should be called Schitin Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mi Domi, it's a Tzushtel. Arviya Asrahu, Arviya is a Mokayim. So Mamela, if you have a whole Mokayim that is Mekayim, Koitzim, Bekerem, so you see that it has Achshivis Koitzim. But you have one person that does it, Batla Baita Eitzel Kolob. So when you learn the Gemara, you see that the Gemara is Megala to us, that the Lomdis of Batla Baita only passed by a Yochit, but by a Mokim, you don't say Batla Baita. And here our Gemara says Batla Baita by the Anshei Hutsu. Yeshloim Adahosum Choshuv Minigarviyah. No, you could say by an Asra also Batla Baita. But there, this minig of Arvi is a choshev minig. The lechol hoy lom nami im hoyo lehem roiv gemalim havo nami mekaimi. If that means the minig of Anshei Aryeh was be'etzim oiskal in Svarim, and if roiv hoy lom would have a lot of gemalim, everyone would have done it. To memelus it has a cheshivis. This minig has a cheshivis. Avo beis menashe, even though his Minig is also eiskalten. Der hat gavre botlo daite. Amo gavre lechol oilam im hoyo lam rimoinim harbi hoyo soichtim. They would have an abundance of rimoinim that also use it for the Jews. But al koponim, you cannot create a minig choshuv from a yochid, and you can create it from a mocking. Ma she'en kein anshei hutzul b'chlau wasn't a minig choshuv. That means everyone has heads all over the world. And no one carries things on their head. So we see this is, so then we can say, Botla Daita Eitzel Kolodom. Masha Ainjain, if you would have Gemalim, you would be thrilled that Koitzim are growing in your Kerem. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Hamiskavin Lahoitzi Lefonov. Uboloi La'achov. So what is this speaking about? In order to explain this a little better, Piskei Arid says it's a little clearer than Rashi. Piskei Arid says that the people used to wear a suda b'roisham. The suda was a type of a turban, and tzorah mois b'sudur sheb'roishay. He went and he tied. They didn't have pockets or wallets, so they used to go and tie money b'sudur sheb'roishay. Vehishlichoi, and when he was making this turban, so he made it in such a way, sheyavai roisha suda lefonov. He wanted that chelik of the suda that his money is tied to, it should be in front of him, so he should be able to make sure it's in back, so he has to worry who's standing behind him. So lamaisa, he might lose his money, but if it's in front of him, so mamelet shamo. Uboloi la'achel. But what happened, Lamaise? He was in a hurry and he made the turban very quick and Lamaise, it was boloi la'achel. Lamaise, the money was tied and the way the turban was made, it was tied that it was in back of him. And he's too busy and he runs out with the money. So what's wrong with this? Potter. So he carried money on Shabbos. He wanted to carry money on Shabbos. But he's potter. Why is he potter? Because the Piskei Arit says, because it felt in Meleches Machsheves. That means she's kaven l'shmira meula. He wanted to carry his money in a way that he would be secure, that he'd be able to watch his money. So that's why he wanted to carry his money. Lemaise, he carried his money. He wasn't aware. He didn't have chesm. He was carrying his money. He didn't want to carry money in such an oifen that someone should be able to take the money away from him without his knowledge. So memele, so this meloche that he had done, felt the meleches machsheves. This was not the haitzah that he had intended to make. Let us see Rashi. Amiskaven lahaitzi lefonov. Kigain she tzora mois besadinoi, kadei she yitlul lefonov. Ubole lachav, lemaise, it came out when he adjusted the sadin, it was lachav. Potter. The loin is kaima machshavtoi. His machshove was not miskaim. The oifen he wanted to carry the money was not miskaim. So the lashanis of Rashi later, to me, are very unclear. So Rashi says, v'havalaikim mis'aseik v'loi miskave. So Rashi v'avtarayim mis'aseik, Rashi v'avtarayim v'loi miskave. Now, we've heard these two pturim. We heard a ptur of einim miskaven, but the ptur of einim miskaven that we heard was a person was geirer odom mita kisei v'safsal. He's doing one pa'ule, and it ends up he's doing a second pa'ule, a pa'ul yaitzir of the first pa'ule. It's not a psikreish, it's a davash einim miskaven, which is a machloikis of Yehuda and Rab Shimon. But that's, there the lomdus is that, he had no intent of doing the second pula. It was done unintentionally. So Memele, according to Rav Shimon, it is mutter. It is mutter legamri. You're allowed to be geirer kisei besafsel. Here, he wanted to carry the money. He didn't want to carry the money in such an oifen. So, it's very unclear. V'loi miskaven, kimis asek. I really don't know the Rashi is mar, kimisasek, v'loi miskaven. The lotion of the Piskei Arit, they understand better. He says, felt melachas machsheves. That means that he carried, but he did not carry the way he had wanted to carry. That's what Rashi means also. It's good. The other way around. La'achov, what if he was a person, taker? It's Shabbos. I don't show him geld off and cup. Let the geld be in the back. Let the money be in the back, and he didn't mind it in front of him. That's not a good marshal, what he said. He didn't care of the safety of the money. And Lamaise, he came out that the money was in front of him. Chayiv. Then he is chayiv. That means that, because the lomdus is, because he wasn't makpid on a shmira meula, going in Muncie, who's going to steal the money from him in Muncie? So Memele, so it was mistapik with a Shmira Pchuse. It ended up that it's in front of him, he has a Shmira Mula. It's like, all good. So he's Chayiv. So there is no Chesorin of Meleches Machsheves. La'achav abolo l'chon of Chayiv, b'gmor ha'meforish taime. Zot the Mishneh Vayta. Be'emes amru, ha'isha ha'chaygeres b'siner. An isha used to be chayger, herself with a type of a siner, type of an apron, and also the same thing, that she used to attach money to this sinner. So here the din is bein melofonel, bein lachel chayeves. If she says she wanted to make it melofonel, says she wanted to make it melachel chayeves. She came roi liyeis chayzer. Because this sinner normally does not stay in one position. This sinner moves around. She moves and moves down also. So when she put it in front of her, she was aware already that it won't remain like this too long because it is chayzer, it swivels. The sinner swivels. So memele, so the melacha was done, adaita dahochi, that she's gonna carry the money, realizing that it might end up melacharel. So memele, there's no chason, the melacha is machsheves, since she knew about it. The Chodesh Aviv wants to say a very interesting deer. Ka'isha ha'chaygeres b'sina. Chaygeres is a She's rogel to be choyger. So he wants to say, if this was the first time she put on a sinner in her life, could be felt a malachas machshebes. She didn't know as a state nishtafeino. So memela, then it would be potter. Aber hachayeres besinah, so she knows from experience that it does not, that does not remain in one position. So memela, so then there's no chason of malachas machshebes. Shekein roili is choyza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekablei piskin. We'll see a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what this means. Zot Rashi. Sina kei michnasayim ktanim v'choygrim oisoy letzniyus. In Tosa by Shemdova lahoytzi, she attached something lahoytzi ubole letzad achar, and it ended up on the other side, chayeva. Shekein roili is choyza, dakeli is choyza sviva yisera. Mitchilosa yodo shesayfei lishapach. She realized that it's going to switch around. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekablei piskin shel melech lemoisron lerotzen. So memela, these piskin were orders and commands from a melech lemoisron lerotzen, to give them over to rotzen, to people who run and deliver it. Af hein lachareho. So therefore, it falls into the category of meleches machsheves. So Yehuda said, Av mekablei piskin are also the same thing. That means even though the melacha ends up not the way they would have preferred the melacha to end up, Av al piken, they are chayim. Now let us see what we're speaking about. Av mekablei piskin shel melech lemaisram lerotzim. These are people who received orders, commands from the melech, to give them over to rotzim, to people to deliver them. Ach heim chayovim beitzoson afilu loy niskaimo marshavto. Afilu, it also did not occur what they would have preferred to have occurred. Kigoy. Hoitzion al menas lesiton lerotze. He had a very important command from the melech, so he thought he's going to give this to Berl. Berl runs very well. And Lamaise Shmerl's there, and he says, no, you have any commands from the king? And he looks for Berl, doesn't see Berl, so he gives it to Shmerl. Is he's chayim. So what is the chiddush? So the chiddush is, even though he made a hanoche not to his liking, not according to his liking, because he knows you can't, now whatever you want in this world you can have. So memela, so this is, so lechatchila he says, when he made the haitzah, so memela, he took into consideration that he might not find the right lot to make the hanocha with. So adaita dahochi, you make the hanocha. That means, adaita dahochi, that's the malachas machshevet. The Melachas Machshavas is, whoever I will find, I'll give him the command of the king. So Memela, so this is Melachas Machshavas. Kach Loshen Raboisai, V'libi Megamgim. Rashi does not like this Lachayra Bechlalas. Versteinzach, if he made the Hanoche, he made the Hanoche. I mean, what Sushtel is this? Here we had a different case. He wanted to make, he's Kavan Lahitzi Lafono. And he ended up not doing what he had wanted to do, unintentionally. So there's Einim Iskaven, the way Rashi said. So, I mean, whatever was done unintentionally. But here, if he sees Shmerl and he gives it to Shmerl, so then here there'd be a Havamine. Unless we'll say that Rashi means that he gave it by mistake to Shmerl. That means he knew Shmerl was a batlan and he was in a hurry and he didn't realize that this wasn't Berl. He wanted to give it to Berl. He thought this was Berl and he gave it by mistake to Shmerl. To Memela, so then it's yogurt. So Lachayra, that this fell to Melechas Machshevet. That means he did Bechlal not want to give it to Shmerl. And he gave it to Shmerl unintentionally. So then it's a Chiddush. Ba'af al pikein, one is, he's chayit. So then it's Taka Chiddush. No one's seen the Gemara Taka. But the Lomdus is why he's Taka Chayev. Why isn't there a Chesorim of Melechus Machshavas? Zog Taisvitz. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Af Mekablai Piskin. Mefarish Rabbeinu Shmuel. This Rav Rishonim learned, not like Rashi. Sheesh Adam Memuna Lemelech. There's a person who is a Memuna for the Melech. Shanoi say Piskin Shal Melech. Different types of documents. Leida, minyan giboira, v'chayola, v'beisel tzchoysov. The nois and oisom b'kiseyim atluyim b'ezereim. And the gartel, there was different compartments that held different documents. V'oisom kisin choyzrin. They traveled. Pomum lefneim, a pomum lachereim. V'ave mamish dum yedisin of the la'el shul choyzer. That what? That this is similar to a sinner. That even though he prefers to have the important documents in front of him, but since he knows that the Ezel swivels, so that's called Malachas Mashevet. The Tanekamed Rabbi Yehuda Lechoshev Lechoizel. That means the Tanekamed Rabbi Yehuda only said by a Isha Chegeresina, but by Mekablai Piskin, since it is not so olul to be Chayzel, so if it was Chayzel, felt the Malachas Mashevet. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, but since it's possible, so Mamela, it's also considered Malachas Machshavas. Oh, the Maisi B'Gemara, we'll see at the end of the Gemara, Tana, Shekein Lav L'Rei, Malchus, Oysen, Kein Klei, Meshechayza, the Bin Yizem Ha'ireshe, the Masnissen, that they wear things that are Chayza, even though it's the documents of the king, they realize they cannot watch it all the time, because holding it in the Ezer, it has to be Chayzer. So Mamela, wherever you put it, it's called Malachas Machshavas. Zok the Gemara. We had in the Reisha two halachas. Miskaven lahitzi lefonov. He had wanted that in the end result, the money that's tied to his suda should be lefonov. Uboloi la'achav. It ended up in the back. Potter. La'achav uboloi lefonov chayev. He wanted it should be in the back and it ended up in the front. He's chayev. So in the first case, it did not end up the way he had wanted to. Afal pi kein. Then the first case he is potter. In the second case he is chayev. Frek the Gemara. Maishna lefona v'bolei la'achav the potter. Why in the first case, when he wanted it befonov, and it ended up la'achav is potter? Why? Dvoi is avid machshavtoi. Because he did not end up doing what he had wanted to do. So feltos ha'malachas machshavet. La'achav v'bolei lefonov nami. If he wanted it to be in the back and it ended up in the front. Holei is avid machshavtoi. Also, he's not carrying it the way he had wanted to carry it. He wanted it to be in the back. It ended up in the front. So Rabbi Lozal says, you are right. The machlokes tanoi. The Tamikama holds, if it did not end up the way he had wanted to carry it, it was one position, ended up in another position. So he is always potter. Doesn't matter if he wanted it in the front, it ended up in the back. Or he wanted it in the back, it ended up in the front. And in the second man, the Yoma, that says if he wanted it in the back, it ended up in the front. He's chayiv. Who didn't? If he wanted it in the front, and it ended up in the back, it'll also be chayiv. Misha shanazu lo shanazu. Omar rove my kushe. That's a kashe and it's too tanoim. Dilma lefon of a boler lach of hine time of the potter. Why is he potter? Din is kavan l'shmir ma'ula. He had wanted to carry it. He should be secure and assured that his money is with him. But also biyada shmir b'chuse. He ended up carrying the money with a shmir b'chuse. He had no intent of making such a haitza. So mamela then he is potter. La'achav b'boloi lefonov aina time of the chayev. There he was mistapik, he was tefriden with a shmira b'chusa. But also beyond a shmira ma'ula, and he ended up by making a better shmira. So memele, so then he's taka chayit. Let us see Rash. Misha shana zulay shana, so that's what Rabbi Loza held. Tana kame pota b'tavayu, tana basra mechayit b'tavayu. And Rava said, no, but also be yodesh mira pchuse, vanan sadi, deloy nichele. So he did not want to carry it in such a knife, and so thus fell to Melechus Machshevet. Avol Seife, Koshkein de Nichalei. He was mistapik, he was happy with a Shmira Pchuse. He ended up with a Shmira Meula, Avada Givis, it's Nichalei, Samel, that's why he is Chai. Let us see Taisvis. Tavra Mishishonazu. So Taisvis says, according to Rabbi Loza, Hanekam Havle Lamintkat La'achov, Ubole Lefonov Pota. The Tanakhama should have said the bigger chiddush, that even though it is better ending up in the front, but since this is not the way he wanted it, he's potter. So Memele, according to Rabbi Loza, why did each one say a smaller chiddush? Ela the hashta lo yodash yesh b'zeh shem chilek. Fakert, Rabbi Loza gufo was not nochis to rovis svore. That is a Shmira Mula, Shmira Pchuse. Abelazah held, Leinas is Machshavtoi. So what's the chilik of Leinas Machshavtoi? This way or this way? Rav is Svaro with Shmira Mula Pchuse, Bechlali wasn't noch. Zog the Gemore, Elomai Kushe de Izakashira. Diyukim de Masnis in Kashir. The Diyukim of the Mishnah is Shver. What is the Diyukim de Masnis? Hamiskavim lohitzi lefon. Let us start again the Mishnah. He wanted, he would have preferred that the money should have been in front of him. Ubo loy la'achov. And it ended up being in back of him. Potter. Ho la'achov ubo loy la'achov. But what happens if he had wanted that the money should be in back? And it ended up in back. So he's chayiv. So then he's chayiv. So what do we see? So we see like this, Ve'emison, a tzor of a Shmira Pchus is also called Derech a tzor. That means there's a svara to say, and we'll see later in the Gemara this svara, there'd be a svara to say maybe people don't carry not only what he wanted. Maybe this is not called Derech a tzor. Like we heard in the previous Mishnah, if a person carries money, Bepundosai upi olamato, so he is potter. That is, he carried the money in such a way that it's going to fall out, so that's called Shalaika Derech Eitzah. So the Gemara wants, the Gval the Gemara held, that if he wanted it La'achrov, so that's called, it's a Shmira Prusa, but it's called Derech Eitzah. People carry money in back of them also. So Memele, so that is the Deek of the Reish. The Deek of the Reish is, when is La'achrov Potter, when he wanted a Shmira Meula? But if he was tefriden with a Shmira Pchus and he ended up with a Shmira Pchus, he will be chayiv. That's the deek of the Reisha. Time of the chayiv niskam l'shmira Pchus of also b'yodai. Now, deek of Mesis and Kasha. Miskam l'hoitzi l'fon of a bol l'ach of pot. Ho l'ach of a bol l'ach of chayiv. Because if he wanted a Shmira Pchus, so Shmira Pchus b'etzim is called derech haitzo. Ema seifa la'achav u'boloi lefonov. The seifa says, if he wanted it should be la'achav. U'boloi lefonov hu dechayev. O la'achav u'boloi la'achav potah. But the deek of the seifa is, that la'achav, he wanted it should be la'achav u'boloi lefonov. And he ended up carrying it before Nebuchadnezzar. Ho la'achav abole la'achav potah. So from the Sefer we could be medayik. Da la'achav abole la'achav you are potah. And why are you potah? Because that's shalaykin derech haitzah. Because a person that carries something with a shmira p'chusa, that's shalaykin derech haitzah. So there's a stire, the Sefer and the reisha. The reisha v'aistachos la'achav abole la'achav hischayim. The Sefer Vaistois, La'achav Abole La'achav, he is Potter. And Dafke La'achav Abole Lefonov is Chayiv. Omar, Rabbi Loza, Tavre, Misha Shonazu, Loi Shonazu. Take, in this Shaila, La'achav Abole La'achav is a Machlikas Tanoim. According to the Tanikame, he is Chayiv, and according to the second Tanik, he is Potter. The Meirudike Kashe that Rabbi Kiveger and the Gram Horovitz both ask, they ask as follows. If the Tane Basra holds La'achav Ubo La'achav is Potter, that means that there is not the Derech Haitzah, that no one carries money la'achav. So it's shaloi kederech haitzor. So he says, so what did he want to do? He wanted to carry out money, shaloi kederech haitzor, which is mutar min ha'Torah. So he had no intent of making a malacha. It ended up, ubalafonov. It ended up when he adjusted his turban, it came out befonov. So that is equivalent to niskaven lachte chesatolush v'chota chesamechuba. That means he didn't even intend to do a malacha d'yaraisa. He wanted to do something that's mutaminatera. He wanted to carry something shalei kederech haitzah, and he ended up by carrying it kederech haitzah. So he says so, and the Mishnah says yechayev. How could you be chayev? Well, chayev, this is niskaven lachte chesatolush v'chota chesamechuba. Lies by a kasher, Rabbi Kivegin. Omar Ravashi. My kushe. No, why you have a kasher out of the diyukim. Rabbi said the diyukim are shver taket. My kushe, what's the kasher? Dilma loy mi boy koma. Loy mi boy la'achav, bo loy la'achav d'chayev. That la'achav, bo loy la'achav yizichachayev. Lisa, vi this machshavtoy. Hello, afilu la'achav v'boloi lefonov. Not that the safe old la'achav v'boloi la'achav is potter. That's yichachay. Because it's avidis machshate. No, la'achav v'boloi lefonov is tachlei. Sal kedai tachamin ahoyim lo yisavin machshate loy lechayit. Kemash melondin is kavan l'shmira p'chuse v'olso b'yodei shmira ma'ula dechayit. Zogt Rashi, diyuki demas nisen koshe. The yuke, the motzino lemeidek mi masnisen, this is shver. What are the yuke? La'ach of a boloi lefono, hu de chayim, the also be yoda, shmira ma'ula. So la'ach of a boloi la'ach of, you are potter. And the Tanakam holds, la'ach of a boloi la'ach of, you are chayim. Zuktaisves ola achov ubo la achov pota. Aces the Mishnah said that la achov ubo lefonov he is achov ubo lefonov he is chay. La achov ubo sabaistois ola achov ubo la achov is pota. Dafkum does a shmira maula you are chay. I say, so we end up with Shmira Pchusa, you are Potter. La'el gabi cheskiye mishani nase. That it's nase, ke'ilu, he took out the whole kupa. Cheskiye holds that agad kli, loish me agad. The Mishnah doesn't hold, you have to take out the kupa, that the chalb was also chayed, ke'ilu, it's just like he took out the whole kupa. So there the Gemara says nase. The Gemara is not medayik, but after you take out the kupas chayiv, and chaldol is potter. Moses says, nasa, chaldol, just like he took out the whole kupas. But perikam of the Kedushin gabi nosni v'omrihi, the Gemara also says, nasa. Bekam aduchti loy mishani. So what does Taisus mean to say? So Taisus said, the Gemara could have said, hastis as follows, that la'achav, ubo la'achav, is nase kemi, just like la'achav ubo lefono. Just like la'achav ubo lefono. Sometimes the Gemara doesn't say it. Look the Gemara right. La'achav ubo la'achav tanoi. So now the Gemara says, this shaila, the Gemara wanted to say now that it's no dik. The la'achav ubo la'achav even holds yechayit. And la'achav, and everyone holds you are chayiv. And the Mishnah wants to tell you, la'achav b'olafonim, avon gav lo yisavidim achshav, to you also chayiv, because he was eichet ha-shmirim ma'ula. So the Gemara says, it's not so poshut what you're saying. U'la'achav, u'boloi la'achav tanoi. There's a girsa, leime la'achav, u'boloi la'achav tanoi. It's a machlekes tanoi. The sanya, we learned in the baraisa as follows. Ha'moitzi mois bepundosai. A person is taking out money in his money belt. Upio lamailo. And the opening of the money belt is lamailo. So there's no shash that it might fall out. type. It seems they used to make a kesher by the peh. So if it's facing lamayla, the stam is no problem. If it's facing lamata, the kesher might open up and the money might fall out. So it says in the Braita as follows. Hamaytzi moishu v'dosu b'piyo lamayla chay. Piyo lamata, what if the opening of the money belt is facing down? So this is that there's a svara here that shalayka derech etzah. Who carries money in a belt that the opening is facing down, and the whole thing that's holding it back is a knot which might open up? So that's a shaila. Piyo lamata, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that's called derech etzah also. V'chachomim poitrim, and the chachomim hold that is potter. Amalem Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is if a person is carrying money, that there's a shmira pchus on this money. That means he might go out with money. When he comes back, he won't have any money in his money belt because it'll all fall out. Is that called derech etzah? So Rabbi Yehuda says that's called derech etzah. The chachamim say it's not called derech etzah. See the machlokes. Amalan Rabbi Yehuda. He says, La'achav obole la'achav, which is also a shmira p'chusa, yechayiv. So just like yechayiv over there, so we see a shmira p'chusa does not make it shaloike derech etzah. So if this person made it piyo lemato, that's how he made it, piyo lemato. He's a batlam, but he wanted to go out like this. So maybe he should also be chayiv. That's what he asked then. Ba'amruloi, and they asked him, V'yata moide kalacha yodai v'raglai shupota. They asked him, if a person carries something shleike derech etzah, anyu moide reis pota. That means that they were medame piyo lamato, to shleike derech. He was medame piyo lamato, to la'acha v'boloi la'acha. Yes. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani amarti dover echad, vehein amru dover echad. He says, I was medame it yatamoid, and they also said yatamoid. Ani loy motzosi tshuva ledivreim, I did not answer their kasha, vehein loy motzo tshuva ledivorei. Midekom alohu, so the Gemara says as follows, yatamoidim, lav michlal de potri rabona. So the best pshat would be, the Chiddush Yeran wants to say that the Gemara at the present time learned that I'atem Moidim was not said Beloshen Kushye, no, it was said Benichuse. That means as follows. Rav Yehuda said that Piyo Lemato is Chayiv. And the Chachamim said Piyo Lemato is Potter. So Rav Yehuda told them, Rabbeisai, if you hold Piyo Lemato is Potter, so you have to hold that la'achav v'bole la'achav is also potter. I'atem moidim. You cannot be moide to me by la'achav v'bole la'achav that you should be chayev. Because if you'd be chayev over there, you have to be chayev over here. And since you say you're potter over here, so you have to say that you're potter over there. So now we have a machloikis in this din. Et Rabbi Yehuda told them, you that you hold that Piyo Lamata is potter, so you have to hold La'achav, Ubole La'achav is potter. I hold Piyo Lamata is chayiv, I hold La'achav, Ubole La'achav is chayiv. The Gemara wants to say it's a machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara says, well, the way you are learning pshat the Baraisa, the Komri lay, the Rabbonon told Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll say also with the same nusach, with the same nigan. I atomoide mechlal the mechayev Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev afil kelach yad. Vasanya lach yodai veragloi divrei hakel potter. Everyone holds this potter. So the Gemara says, so you can't learn this nigan, this nusach the way you're learning. El olayachav abole lachad vehakol chayiv lachad yodiv eragli vehakol potter keep ligi bepundos epil lamato mar medamelay lachav abole lachav Rabbi Yehuda was medamed la'acha v'bole la'acha. So Mamele said, just like there, even though it's a shmira b'chusa yachayev, it's still called derech etzo. So here it's also called derech etzo. Ma'amedamelei la'acha yodi v'ragli. He says, it's no tushtel. Over there is a shmira b'chusa. A ganav might take it, but it won't fall out by itself. Ma'ashen ken piyo l'mata. Piyo l'mata might fall out by itself. That's called shaloi k'derech etzo. Let us see Rashi. וחכמים פועלים שאין דרך היצוע בכך. אני אמרתי דבר אחד, אי אתם מועדים. אם אומרים דבר אחד, אי אתם מועדים. חלו דם החייב רבי יהודה בתמיה, עבדי דבר הכל פוטו, דלי מפקי אין שיהוכי. זה לגמור את זה לך, ובואו ללך דבר הכל חייב, ויש מציעים כן בשמיר הבחוסה. זאת כל השמיר הבחוסה. לך, יהודה דבר הכל פוטו, דאין מציעים כן. מה מדם ללך, אבל שמיר הבחוסה, דת רבי יהודה הולד. Mamadam l'lacha yodid leidomi l'maitzi l'acha. The hosom mishtam remain min aganovim. Avol eilu naiflu me aleyem ve'ein maitzi in kein. That would be better to say the hosom loy mishtam remain min aganovim avol eilu naiflu me aleyem ve'ein maitzi in kein. This falls by itself. And over there, it won't fall by itself.